As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun's rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution burning in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, August the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts, remains that way. It'll be William Roberts tomorrow, too, by the way. Always news, hard to say good news. Look for hard good news. Don't find too much of it. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, yeah, we got that from time to time, too. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Boy, that's an expensive website. Just had to renew it. Woo! Cost me a bundle. Pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free this morning at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. BVLhost@centurytel.net, and for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, the postal zip zone. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. During the broadcast this morning, thank you so much for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Please make a note of it. Of course, the chat room has become vocallocal.com. Precious metals consolidate after profit-taking. Jackson Hole speculation, that'll come up in the economic basket today. Bankers are lawyering up. The S&P, Sac Sharma, no school reform. DSK skates and the IMF coming up with new plans for your money. And ours, the New World Order of Henry St. Simon, comes up in the second hour. Societies, military and civil and social facts as we continue our study of positivism. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago found gold trading off $22.60 an ounce at $1,875.50, down from its yesterday's record high of $1,917.90. Silver this morning off 72 cents at $43 even. Platinum off 14 bucks at $1,887. Palladium off zero, basically, flat so far at $761 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, another big spread, $1,869.80 for a low, $1,906.80 for a high. But at $1,875.50, your gold is still up, $650.40 year-to-year for a 53.05% return on your investment in gold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London ran up their little flags, dinged the bell, and set the price at $1,886.50 a troy ounce. The SPDR gold shares, big news here, they paired off 6.36 metric tons over their holdings yesterday. They made them the biggest, you know, the biggest gold exchange traded fund out there, but they dropped 6.36 metric tons overnight. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, August the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast as we get underway here this morning. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report. I'm going to put this behind us for this morning again. Out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago in review, gold was trading off $22.60 at $1,875.50. You go up to Kitco website, you can see how the Master Blasters came in and just drove it down. When I logged on this morning about 6 o'clock a.m., it was up about 1902.80. Shortly thereafter, straight down. It went anyway, but it was not an absolute straight line, but it was certainly a very heavy sell-off. And I think part of that may very well have been, although it's hard to track, the SPDR gold shares, which, again, they sold off 6.36 metric tons. And if you look at that and just run the math on it, I don't know the math right off the top of my head. I have to go in and do conversion charts and whatnot. But if you look at the metric ton and you look at the troy ounces and figure it out for yourself, we got a spread here of about $52 an ounce from where it was when it, at the top and where it got to at the bottom. You know, you and I don't have that opportunity. We've got to call up our brokers, you know, go to the post office, mail things out, and so on and so forth. We don't have the luxury that these ETFs do to manipulate the market, take advantage of major profit-taking, which is what basically happened. But it's about $52 an ounce. You multiply that out by the number of ounces that may be in 6.36 metric tons, and you can see the incentive for driving the market down, selling down all the way through to that level. However, it's already coming back up again, so we'll see what happens for the rest of the day. Silver off 72 cents at $43 even. platinum was off $14 at $1,887, and palladium flat virtually at $761 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 37 at 10,855. The NASDAQ closed up 4 at 2345. And the S&P 500 virtually flat at 1,124. Crude oil this morning, now they're liking this sacking of Tripoli, and it's bumping up the crude oil prices again. Brent crude going up in Europe, up $1.26 for crude at $85.68 for those 42-gallon barrels of West Texas Intermediate light sweet crude delivered as they are at Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 46 basis points at 73.69, impacting the foreign exchange rates in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of trade-weighted currencies. We got the Canadian loonie this morning up 26 basis points at a buck and a penny, just barely. The Mexican peso hanging on by a taco shell, up 31 basis points, still at 8 cents U.S., having lost a full penny in the last couple of months. The euro up 57 basis points at $1.45. The British pound at $1.65, up a fuzzy bit. The Swiss franc up another 32 basis points, still at $1.27 a dollar in the foreign exchange market. So that's not too much good news for the people that live in Switzerland, but it's good news for the safe haven currency buyers. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries is at 0.22%. Your benchmark 10-year yield is 2.14%. These are on the U.S. treasuries, our bonded indebtedness. The 30-year this morning, the bond is at 3.47%. The mortgage market looking pretty good for 15-year fixed-rate mortgages as the mortgage rate moves down from 3.64% on a national average to 3.45%, and the 30-year moves down from 4.51 to 4.28 for all of those folk out there that borrow money. The gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 43.64 ounces of silver to bring home an ounce of gold, and off into the economy calendar we go. Looking at the ICSC Goldman store sales this morning, Red Book is out. New home sales is also out. Let's open that tab up as well. And we've got, tomorrow the Mortgage Bankers and Purchase apps will be out, durable goods orders. The FHFA House Price Index will be out just about the time we come on the air tomorrow, the petroleum status. Of course, Thursday, again, is going to be jobless claims, the Consumer Comfort Index, the natural gas report, and we'll close out the week with the GDP, the generally dumb people, the gross domestic product, corporate profits, and consumer sentiment. So let's see what the calendar has to tell us this morning. The ICSC Goldman store sales, this is off the Econoday website. You can find it at Bloomberg, too. But off the Econoday website, the highlight this morning, retail sales slowed in the August 20th week. I mean, it's just, you know, we're just stagnant. That's all there is to it. Retail sales slowed in the August 20th week, according to the ICS. You should be seeing at this time of year a real boom. I mean, for at least two or three weeks, as all the young people get their clothes for school and their trapper keepers and their all the pencils and the paper and the scissors and the glue and all of the tissues for the teacher and all of that stuff. Well, we're not seeing any of that. Continuing here again, retail sales slowed in the August 20 week. According to ICSC Goldman, same store sales tally that fell 1% for a year-on-year rate of plus 3%, which is the slowest rate in 2 months. Weakness at discount chains, and be your Wally World and your Dollar General, was a key feature of the week through the report, though the report notes that cooler temperatures helped back-to-school sales in the Midwest and the East, despite the week's decline. The report is sticking to its full-month ex-gas call for a 3-4% year-on-year gain, so we'll just have to wait and see whether that materializes. The Red Book, similarly, like the ICSC Goldman, reports slowing in same-store sales. They track same stores during the August 20th week to a year-on-year plus of 3.6% to end a three-week run of rates that were well over 4%. Red Book says students waiting to see what others are wearing are holding back on back-to-school shopping. Well, they're all wearing rags, and they've got lumps of coal in their lunch pails. Anyway, new home sales, market's consensus before the announcement, so we don't have the announcement out. This is still consensus. I'll check back on that one later. Let's go to the next one. Douglas Peterson. Now, it didn't make any difference where I went on Bloomberg this morning, whether you're in Asia, Europe, China, Japan, wherever you go. This article is featured everywhere, so we might as well get it behind us. They want us to know about it. Newsy news, public notice. Douglas Peterson to become president of the S&P. All right, well, you know, the S&P downgraded from a AAA to a AA+, and as a result, trillions of dollars went out of the market, and so Sharma got sacked, right? They ain't going to be squeezing Sharma any longer. Standard & Poor's, the rating company that downgraded the U.S. AAA credit ranking for the first time, will replace President Devin Sharma, yeah, he's East Indian, with Citibank Chief Operating Officer Douglas Peterson. All right, good Scottish name there, I guess. Sharma, 55, will leave at the end of the year to pursue other opportunities. In other words, they hit him in the back with the door, and he took his toys and went home. Essence, that's the way you always fire somebody, by the way. You just give them the opportunity to pursue other opportunities. We haven't really fired you. We've just suggested that you look elsewhere for employment. Said in an emailed statement, Peterson, 53, will take over on September the 12th. Sharma will work on the company's strategic review in the meantime. Strategic review. In other words, he's going to clean out his locker, wipe up his desk, go out with the secretary one more time, and then hit the door. S&P's August 5th decision to reduce the U.S. credit rating to AA+ roiled global markets and boosted demand for the Treasury, sending the yield on the 10-year note, the benchmark for home mortgages and car loans, to a record low of 2.03%. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terror.
So it's hard to say how, you know, carefully planned this S&P 500 downgrade on the U.S. credit rating to a AA plus was, but it certainly had an impact on the market. The New York-based company, which was blamed in an April Senate report for helping fuel the credit crisis, was criticized by the world's most successful investor, Warren Bowtie Buffett, who said the U.S. should be a quadruple A. Yeah, Warren, we'd expect that out of you. The cut conflicted with Moody's Investor Service and the Fitch ratings, which kept their AAA grades. Quote, it looks like he's being helped out the door, said Noel Hebert, a credit strategist at Mitsubishi Securities USA in New York, in a phone interview. Quote, it was a planned retirement. It should have been handled in a different way. Well, it's patently obvious from the quotes given in the article that he was definitely being helped out the door. But this is the real deal here. $2 trillion error. The S&P downgraded the U.S. even after the Treasury Department officials told the firm it had overestimated future national debt by $2 trillion. Of course, they've been underestimating the debt and underreporting the debt for a long time. The company said that error didn't affect its decision and based its conclusion on the U.S. government becoming less stable, less effective, and less predictable. So maybe we ought to give the Charmin a pat on the back and a lollipop on his way out of the door for being at least somewhat an honest fellow. The S&P said the U.S. failed to meet targets for reducing the budget deficit. Quote, the fiscal consolidation plan that Congress and the administration recently agreed to falls short of what, in our view, would be necessary to stabilize the government's medium-term debt dynamics. And so, you know, if you want to use emergency room language, when you stabilize the patient, it means they're hanging on by a thread and you got everything plugged in, the paddles are ready. Anyway, in the market value of global stocks, this is the big news here, okay, tumbled by $7.6 trillion. So, I mean, there's a heck of a lot to gain here and a whole gob and a bunch to lose by this downgrade. Now, where did that $7.6 trillion go when it tumbled? Huh? Where did it go? The S&P 500 index swung by at least 4.6% in the four trading days following the change. And, of course, we've heard all kinds of reports about advance notice and insider trading on that one. Gold rose 5%, while S&P said the U.S. was less creditworthy. Investors snapped up treasuries, driving up the prices, sending yields to the basement. Yields on the bonds fell 21 basis points to 1.174, and I reported on it when it happened. Anyway, so that's that article. Now let's jump back over here and pick this one up. They do this from time to time. They delay this kind of a report. They don't want it out, so it was almost 25 minutes late. But here it is from EconoDay, new home sales. Here's how it starts. Bad news is building out of the housing sector. That doesn't exactly sound good, does it? Last week's report on existing home sales showed surprising contraction, as does today's report on new home sales, where the annual sales rate fell to 298,000 units, down 0.7% in the month. The report includes significant downward revisions of 12,000 to June. So they cut the June report as well. Now at 300,000 and of 6,000 to May, cut that one down. Now at 315,000. Prices of existing homes contracted in July, as they did for the median price on new homes, down a steep 6.3% in the month to 222,000. The average price for a new home was little changed at $272,300. Good news is the supply didn't build. Well, what does that tell you? That means that all the carpenters have parked their hammer, they're polishing the job box, and they're staying out of the business. New homes for sale slipped and adjusted 0.6% in the month to a new record low of 165,000 houses. Not very many. Let's just put that in perspective. There's 177,000 plus or minus local voting precincts. Less than one house in every voting precinct under construction. Not a good sign. Lots of people live in a voting precinct, by the way. The outlook for the new home market and for home builders remains very difficult. Low interest rates may be a big plus, but are being more than offset by heavy supply of low-priced existing homes, by appraisal uncertainties, and by continuing tightness in the credit market. The next data out of the housing sector will be tomorrow morning with the Mortgage Bankers purchase applications, weekly data that have been showing weakness in purchase demand. So there's the rest of the story. Not looking at all good when it comes to housing. And, of course, housing has for years driven the marketplace, at least in many regards. John Lowerman, writing this one for Bloomberg, Duncan, Abby Arnie, Duncan says education and law reform will struggle to pass Congress. Well, they're not going to get the Department of Education out of education. They're going to continue with their insanity, but this is the report. U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan said getting a renewed version of the No Child Left Behind education law passed by Congress will be an uphill struggle. Good, why don't they just throw it away? And defended his proposal to give states waivers to adopt school reforms. Why don't we just get rid of the National Education Association? Just get them gone. Bye-bye, Arne. You're unemployed. Get out. You're not welcome here any longer. Quote, we continue to hope if Congress can come together in a bipartisan way behind anything, it has to be around education, Duncan said on Bloomberg's television, Political Capital with Al Hunt. It has to be around education in a bipartisan way. Congress needs to get out of the way. If they want to rule and dictate over the schools in Washington, D.C., where they have some jurisdiction, ostensibly, so be it. But across the country, get out of the way. Schools across the country have said that they will be unable to reach the requirements in the almost 10-year-old No Child Left Behind. In other words, they can't figure out, after 10 years, how to get Johnny and Janie to read. Yeah, they can't meet the requirements for students to meet proficiency levels in math. You know, like A plus B equals C and the square root. Anyway, reading and writing by 2014, even with more years to go, they won't be able to make the grade. Duncan has announced plans to offer waivers that would allow states to ignore the deadline if they agree to raise academic standards and improve teacher performance. Well, what academic standards would they raise to get this waiver? And how could they improve the teacher's performance if they can't get Johnny and Janie to do math and to read and to write? Quote, everything we've done has been at a very high bar. Well, yeah, cocktails at 6, baby, Duncan said. And as we go out with this waiver package, we'll only give waivers to states that maintain that high bar. It's a high bar, all right. The young people are barred from learning. Education officials in at least 5 states have already made preliminary applications for waivers. Let you know that they're falling short, folks. They can't do it. Montana state targets. The department is in discussion with Montana officials to adjust their state targets for math and reading so that schools will continue to receive their federal funding, even though their students are dumber than sticks. So let's drop that one and go on to the next one. Financial crisis is too big for the developed world to cope. All right, we've been waiting for this article to come along. Well, here it comes. The ex-IMF head says, written by John Simpson for Bloomberg. The crisis threatening the global financial system exceeds the capabilities of developed nations and requires a new International Monetary Fund debt facility, Johannes Wittenveen said.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this article talking about the financial crisis being too big for the developed world to cope with. Well, you know, when you get involved with the redistribution of wealth schemes, the financial crisis does become a little bit big for the Western developed nations to deal with. Anyway, we're supporting the whole world these days. Robbing Peter to pay Paul, but unfortunately, Peter has gone broke. The crisis threatening the global financial system exceeds the capability of the developed nations and requires a new International Monetary Fund, quote-unquote, debt facility. The former IMF head, H. Johannes Wittenveen, a brother, he's not Irish, said, unusual problems require unconventional solutions. Let's see now, how does that all work? Unusual problems require unconventional solutions. Wittenveen wrote an opinion piece in the Financial Times today. Financial slime. Quote, the world's financial system is threatened by a new crisis that could be even worse than that of 2008. course, he was the IMF managing director from 1973 to 1978. He built this slalom run, and, well, we're in the bobsled now, baby. Renewed signs of economic weakness globally and the downgrading of the U.S. debt by S&P have rekindled concern about the quality of government borrowing. Especially in Europe, slumping confidence has wiped $8 trillion from the value of equities in 4 weeks, thanks to Sharma and others. The leaders of the Eurozone nations have done everything politically feasible, except resign, to counter the crisis. Well, you know, we've talked about that. The European Central Bank and the U.S. Federal Reserve are close to the limit of the capabilities, see? I said, Witteveen here, you know, people go to Witteveen because he's an expert, okay? He's got a funny name, Johannes Witteveen. Probably wears a yarmulke, too, most days. I think he'd come here. We've been talking about this for a long time. You got these two pans in the balance scale, okay? On one hand, you got the monetary policy. That's what the Fed does, the IMF and the rest of them. In the other one, you got the fiscal policy. That's what Congress can do, the politicians. And they're all firing blanks. They're all firing blanks. Anyway, renewed signs of economic weakness globally as gold soared to $1,917.90 last night. Renewed signs of economic weakness globally and the downgrading of U.S. debt. Can't sell a house in America. Can't even give it away. Not even at 3.45% interest on a 15-year mortgage. Anyway, that's giveaway prices there, folks. Renewed signs of economic weakness globally and the downgrading of U.S. debt have rekindled concern about the quality of government borrowing, especially in Europe. Slumping confidence has wiped $8 trillion from the value of equities in 4 weeks. Well, the leaders of the Eurozone nation have done everything they could do. A new fund could tap the currency. Look at now. Look at this now. A new fund could tap the currency reserves of China, Japan, and the Middle East, and European nations such as Germany, he said. That's right. So we've bankrupted all of the Western countries, and now we're going to go to Asia. You'd think people would learn, but they won't. It would allow the fund to borrow large amounts of money from all surplus countries, and so provide temporary financing even for a big country, such as Italy, the former official said. So it's Rob Peter, Rob Paul. They're not going to stop, folks, until they take the pennies off the dead man's eyes. Well, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, he gets a little break here. Accuser lies prompt prosecutors to dismiss the assault charges. Okay, the prompt prosecutors jumped right up. You've got to object. You've got to object, even if you don't know what the objection is. According to Juris Dictionary, jump up and object. Chris Dolmetsch and David McLaughlin and Patricia Hurtado, writing this one collaboratively, say this, newsy news, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former International Monetary Fund chief accused of sexually assaulting a hotel maid, shouldn't be tried because his accuser told too many lies about the alleged attack, Manhattan prosecutor said. This whole thing was a setup in the first place, in my opinion. But anyway, the housekeeper, kept in the dark forever, well, she's from the Dark Continent, Guinea, Nafis Satou Diallo, made numerous false statements and gave prosecutors and a grand jury irreconcilable accounts about events immediately after the encounter, leaving investigators unable to determine what actually occurred. Prosecutors from the office of the district attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr., said in a motion filed yesterday seeking dismissal of the charges. That's right, DSK skates. Oh, anyway, if after a careful assessment of the facts, the prosecutor is not convinced, there's a little law school for us. If after a careful assessment of the facts, the prosecutor is not convinced that a defendant is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, he or she must decline to proceed, close quote, said Assistant District Attorney Joan Eluzi Orban. Wow. And John McConnell in the filing, while an abiding concern for victims of crime is an essential attribute for every prosecutor working in the office. That concern cannot eclipse our obligation to act only on the evidence and the facts. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence. Well, he's going to get a chance to take a skate here. We've maintained from the beginning of this case that our client is innocent. There were many reasons to believe that Mr. Strauss-Kahn's accusers were not credible. Mr. Strauss-Kahn and his family are grateful for that the district attorney's office took our concerns seriously, and he walks. Going to be able to go home now, although he probably won't run for president in front. European banks must pay up to borrow $100 billion. You and I couldn't raise $150 from a bank, but if you're a big bank, you can borrow from other banks, I guess, but they're going to have to pay up to borrow. John Glover writing this one. European banks with more than $100 billion of cash to raise by the year end will have to pay up because investors perceive them as the worst credits they've ever been. We'll talk about Blankfein, Lorian, and up here next. But for now, the banks, the worst credits they've ever been. The cost of insuring the senior and junior bonds of 25 banks and insurers has doubled since April to new records, according to the market iTrax financial indices of credit default swaps. Quote, this return of generalized banking risk marks a new phase in the unfolding European drama. Investors have heightened concerns about sovereign and financial institution risk as Bank of America scrabbles to defend itself against all comers in the fraudulent mortgage schemes they're involved in up to their eyeballs. And there's another one here. Let's go to Blankfein. That'd be better. Blankfein? Of course, this is not really new news, but they're now reporting it. Blankfein, my old friend Lloyd here, hires lawyer for justice investigation. Christine Harper and David Vorokios finally writing this one for Bloomberg. Of course, it was out on MarketWatch yesterday as well, the New York Slime. Chief Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., Chief Executive Officer Lloyd C. Blankfein and other employees hired attorneys this year when the U.S. began a probe of matters raised by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. So as you can see, this is really an old story that's been dusted off and brought up as headline news, and it's got the blogosphere running. Anyway, here's the rest of it. Attorney General Eric Holder said on May the 3rd that the Justice Department was reviewing an April report on the financial crisis that the permanent subcommittee led by Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat, and Thomas E. Coburn, Republican out of Oklahoma. The report accused Goldman Sachs of misleading clients about complex mortgage-related investments in 2007, and Levin alleged the Blankfein misled Congress. And then it continues, but here's the quote, as is common in such situations, Blankfein and other individuals who were expected to be interviewed in connection with the Justice Department's inquiry into certain matters raised in the PSI report hired counsel at the outset. You see, not new news. But some people thought it was new news yesterday and went off the top with it. Anyway, here's an important line. Weingarten is a friend of Eric Holder's, with whom he helped found the nonprofit See Forever Foundation, according to Weingarten's biography on Steptoe and Johnson's website. Well, what do you know about that? They all go golfing together. Anyway, here's a little bit more. Gold tops 1910 for the first time. Glenn Sims writing this one for Bloomberg. Gold advanced to an all-time high above $1,910 as investors sought to protect their wealth against financial turmoil amid the speculation that the global economy is slowing. Platinum gained the highest in more than 3 years. Whew, squeeze that one in there.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And remember, folks, as gold tops these new highs above $1,900 for the first time, as the article gave us before the break, just remember that there are going to be more and more con men flooding out there, giving all kinds of offers. There's absolutely nothing special about Kinnebar gold. There's no reason for you to buy grams and wafers embedded in cards. There's no reason to buy gold and silver. Through a multi-level marketing system, and we love our advertisers, but I just assure you, if you contact your broker and find out what a tenth ounce of gold is, that ultimately your price will be far less, and you won't have to go through all the nonsense. So be very, very careful. There are carnies every time there are Johns. Anyway, gold tops $1,900.10 for first time. Gold advanced to an all-time high above 1,910. It went to 1,917.90. And let's go down. Bullion for immediate delivery rose as much as 0.8% to $1,913.50 an ounce before trading at $1,901.23 an ounce at 2:06 p.m. in Singapore. The metal is up 16.8% in August, heading for its best monthly performance since September of 1999. Silver has gained to the most expensive in more than 3 months. Gold has continued to blast ahead, even with a relatively strengthening U.S. dollar. Strongly performing treasury, outperforming treasuries and other safe havens. said Peter Richardson, chief metals economist at Morgan Stanley Australia Limited, by phone from Melbourne. Quote, all of that tells me that this is really all about preserving real purchasing power. And that's what it's all about, the three Ps, personal, private, and portable. This is like buying an insurance account, you know, on your wealth, on your savings. And that's all it's about. You know, I talk about your return on your investment, but it's really like buying an insurance policy on your savings. The metal is gaining for an 11th year, advancing. You look at this thing going up and up and up. Just think about the value of your dollar going down and down and down, although it's not correlative. It's very, you know, it's indicative, but it's not a one-for-one relationship. But all of that, again, tells me that this is really all about preserving real purchasing power. And it continues. They say here that the precious metal may reach $2,000 by December the 31st. Well, we blew through 1,800 into the 1,900 in less than a week. I wouldn't imagine that we have to wait for December 31st to see 2,000, but maybe. I don't make any predictions here. I just report it the way it comes down. Fed Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke may signal additional measures to stimulate the economy at a meeting of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this week. We're going to be watching for those stories. Potentially weakening the dollar, yields on U.S. Treasuries touch record lows this month as global equity slumped. December delivery gold rose as much as 1.4% to a record of $1,917.90 an ounce. Bullion priced in euros, sterling, Swiss francs, South African rand, Australian and New Zealand dollars jumped to all-time highs. June delivery gold on the Tokyo Commodity Exchange and December delivery metal on the Shanghai Futures Exchange climbed to their highest ever. Here's a quote. Things aren't looking particularly positive, close quote. Wonder if this fellow listens to the broadcast. Said Darren Heathcote, Sydney-based head of trading at Investec Bank in Australia. Quote, the market is very, very skittish. And it wouldn't surprise me to see gold push higher in the current environment. And that's about the sentiment of most everybody that's been following this. The Shanghai Gold Exchange will increase the trade margin. Now watch this, how the money masters come in and jiggle things around. The Shanghai Gold Exchange will increase the trade margin requirements for its gold forward contract for the second time in a month. Following recent rapid increases in gold prices, margin requirements will be raised to 12% from 11% from settlement on August the 25th to prevent risks, keep the market stable, and protect investors' interests, the bourse said in a statement posted on the website today. The CME Group, now we've talked all about them before, this is your Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the world's future market, hiked the initial and maintenance margins on its gold contracts by 22% from the close of business on August the 11th. It last boosted gold margins on January the 20th, decreased them on June 20th, according to data on its website. And then it talks about spot silver climbing as well, as much as 1.1% to $44.25 an ounce. So just keep your eyes on the gold and silver window. These are all indices. It's like having a stethoscope and you keep it on the chest of the body politic and see if they're going to die from that sucking chest wound. And the last one here, Gaddafi loyalists counterattack in Tripoli as Libyan rebels claim capital. Now, we heard all about how it was all over and done with yesterday, but of course those articles were premature and I didn't give it much credence. But Carolyn Alexander and Chris Stevens bring us up this way. Libyan fighters loyal to Muammar Gaddafi battled rebel forces. That's really questionable. In parts of Tripoli today, as both sides claimed control of most of the capital. Rebels said they held the eastern parts of Tripoli, including Tajura, 2 days after mounting an assault on the city. Gaddafi's forces are concentrated in the Hadba district around the Babazia. Wow. Where fighting, intense fighting erupted. Al Arabiya television reported. Fighting also continued outside the capital. The whereabouts of the leader are unknown. Now, yesterday, we heard about, you know, Gaddafi's son being captured. Well, kind of like John McCain. He's sitting in a hotel room here. He's got his cell phone, apparently. Gaddafi's son,
and presumed heir, Saif al-Islam, who rebels said they arrested in the capital on August the 21st, appeared at a hotel in Tripoli, told the BBC his father was safe. Tripoli is under our control, he said. Loyalist forces have broken the backbone of the rebels, who'd fallen into a trap by moving into the city, he said. Rebels said Saif poses no threat and downplayed his reappearance. So it's whack-a-mole all over there. I wonder if Muammar Gaddafi is going to become the new Osama bin Forgotten. Could be. He could be a big hit, you know, on YouTube pretty soon. It'd be the Muammar Gaddafi minutes or something like that. The rebels, who were met by cheering crowds in the central green square when they swept into Tripoli from three directions over the weekend, haven't achieved the clean victory in the city that they were predicting yesterday. Allies called on Gaddafi to end his 42-year reign to avoid further bloodshed in the six-month conflict. Outside Tripoli, opposition fighters were deployed yesterday to areas south of Zlatan. Opposition fighters, in other words, loyalists, all right? Southeast of Tripoli, and missiles have been fired at the coastal town of Misrata, east of Capo. Is that those missiles? Were those the Scud missiles? From Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte. Quote, this is not the sound of some great comeback from the Gaddafi regime, the UK Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg told the reporters in London, quote, he's not roaming freely through Tripoli. He and the remaining pro-Gaddafi forces are cornered. They're making their last stand. It's only a matter of time before they're finally defeated. About that, we're very confident. Well, you know, there's an Alamo in any loyal patriot's life, and maybe this will be their Alamo. We'll see. But poor security conditions at the port in Tripoli delayed the docking of a rescue ship, leaving thousands of foreigners stranded at their embassies. The Geneva-based International Organization for Migration said in a statement today, International Organization for Migration, you don't know why we're overrun by illegals in this country and all around Europe? Well, you can go right back to this organization right here, the International Organization for Migration, or you can look at the United Nations Migration and Development Agenda, and you can figure out why we're throwing all of this mayhem and unrest into the Mediterranean Union. Most Tripoli residents remained indoors today. Sounds pretty smart. And the majority of the city, unfortunately, has no water. Al Jazeera reported coming to an end. Even as the fighting continued, rebel and Western leaders looked ahead to a transition of power. That's right, they're bringing in a democracy. They're going to make this another little socialist superstate. U.S. President Barry the Usurper said that the Gaddafi regime is coming to an end and the future of Libya is in the hands of its people. Yeah, the people said democracy, the rule of the mob. As the regime collapses, there's still fierce fighting and we have reports of regime elements threatening to continue fighting. It ain't over yet, baby, until the fat lady sings and she doesn't even have her brass brassiere on yet.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Of course, we have returned once again right here on our Tuesday, August the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, kicking off the shorelines, coasting out into the water for our second hour of today's broadcast. And what would we do without the chat room? And a very good point being made in there by Hamsack Bag. Oh, ham bucks live forever. Bacon bucks for all, that's right. That's money that we can count on. Put a strip of bacon in your pocket and fold it in half and go to the grocery. Anyway, nevertheless, very good point being made there. You know, you think about it, birds of a feather, you know, kind of flock together. So maybe, having read the news, Hugo Chavez noticed that Muammar Gaddafi was going to be relieved of his 144 tons of metric tons of gold. So maybe Chavez thought, well, this would be a good time to put in his order. And so they got the Eastern establishment and England stepping and fetching, trying to find his 200 plus tons of gold. Maybe he'll get some of Gaddafi's gold, and well, will the circle be unbroken? I've been warned by our founders, you know, repeatedly in the Federalist Papers and Thomas Jefferson and everybody else, you know, George Washington's farewell address and so on, about not allowing parties and factions to creep in amongst us, but of course we do. You can't convince people to get rid of their Democratic parties and their Republican Party loyalties to save your life. You can't get people interested at all in bringing down the established two-party political system. They'd rather just stick with what they got, even if it's just a dirty stick that they have to stick with. But nevertheless, got an interesting email over the evening from one of our listeners upbraiding me and bringing me to correction on the use. My language here was a little bit off, has been off for the last 28 segments or thereabouts of this broadcast. In regards to the Medici, I've been talking about the Medicis. Well, I found a pronunciation guide that was said Medicis, like C-E-A-S, like cease and desist, Medicis. Well, if you go up and look on, I brought to this my attention, but if you go up and look at Wikipedia, and it should have been obvious, almost obvious to me, there's a better way to pronounce the name, so I'm going to correct myself at this point, move forward. But I would have to say that as Medici, you know, it's like fettuccine, fettuccine Alfredo, burro dolce. You know, I'd like to have my fettuccine with lots of extra butter and Parmesan. I'd like to have a little bit of Italian sausage in there, throw in some mushrooms and a bottle of Chianti, and let's get down to dinner. Well, anyway, fettuccine has two C's. Medici has one C. I don't know if there's anything to that or not, but Wikipedia says it's Medici, so I'll be Medici and get into the shtick here. But from this excellent book, The Medici, Catherine de' Medici, her time period, wow, what a time period, what a life, what a woman this was, Catherine Medici, de' Medici. All during the Reformation, the religious wars raging all over, the Inquisition going absolutely ballistic. Catherine Medici was trying to establish a system of toleration where in France there could be both parties, the Catholic Party and the Reformed Party, the Lutheran Party or the Protestant Party, two parties, a two-party system, a divide. As we said before, on October 31st of 1517, when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the great church in Wittenberg, he essentially crucified Christ afresh, drove a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom, and we crossed over the threshold from the old world order into the new world order. But as we've been studying the Medici, we discover that the love of art and learning from Giovanni de' Bicci, all the way up through Catherine here, was a long process, but a step by step by step by step, up through the Borgia popes, Lucretia and his son as well, and then into the Medici popes, all the way up to the Reformation. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into our discussion here once again on this Tuesday, August the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're going to leave the news basket behind for now. You can find it all up on the archives. The first hour's broadcast, this hour of the broadcast, we're going to devote to our discussion, continuing discussion on positivism, Henry St. Simon, and all the various parts and pieces that have brought us up to living as we do today in this techno-totalitarian era. The era of technocracy, if you will, this idea of the positive stage of human development. And all along the way, certainly because I've been now made aware of this book and I'm reading it, I've had it in my library for a couple of years. I'm trying to go through a lot of the books that I've had for some time. these broadcasts these past 3 years have really derailed my own studies, and I want to spend a little bit more of my time on that. And so I'm going through, I'm on page 500 of this book. Right now I'm on page 446, closing out the first book of the two-book series. But anyway, we're talking about Catherine de' Medici in the first segment of the broadcast, and how important she actually was, and how important the Medicis are in the scheme of things. You can go up and find it on Wikipedia, read the House of Medici, M-E-D-I-C-I, for yourself. It gives you a little bit of an overview. Now, the Medicis have had a pretty bad rap in history, deservedly sometimes, not deservedly in others, certainly with Catherine de' Medici, the last of the first line. There's two branches. The last of the senior line of the Medicis, it all ends with her. And she was very powerful in her life, very, very powerful in her life. But here we find her in the discussion, again, coming up to the end of this segment of the book. First 500 pages conclude with the early Medicis, where we find this: Catherine flatly refused, countermanded the execution, and ordered Condé to be set at liberty. Now, there's that word, at liberty, set at liberty. We talked about the difference between liberty and freedom. Who would want liberty if you could choose freedom instead? But we are set at liberty, like a sailor on shore leaves. She then sent for the King of Navarre, say it any way you wish in French, told him, she said, she had no hand in the schemes to take the lives of himself and his brothers, and offered him her friendship on two conditions. First, that he would forego his claim to the regency, for which he had small desire and was not fit. And second, that he would make peace with the Guises, so that there should be an end to the strife between the two religious parties, which was threatening to desolate France. So we had these two religious parties. We're warned in advance, and even Blackstone and even Sir Edward Coke, and they all speak about parties and factions and how a deleterious effect they have on a state. But we maintain the established two-party political system even to our own hurt in America, and we can easily and quickly bring that to an end if we would but act on that. These terms he accepted, and he also was set at liberty. Didn't say they set him free. He was set at liberty. None can be free when a king or a queen is in the works, all right? Though Catherine must have had grave doubts whether he would keep the second promise, and she would have been justified, for he very quickly broke it. Thus did Catherine make her first essay in that long endeavor to be a peacemaker to France, this is appeasement, which was to continue through so many years. In fact, all the way up to the last day of her life, she was trying to smooth out these wrinkles. But the interesting part of all of this is that it was her ancestors there, Giovanni de' Medici, when he started to bring in this idea of capital A art and capital L learning. All of that energy that came all the way up through the first Medici Pope, Leo X, then off to Clement VII, then Leo XI, and I haven't finished the book yet, so I don't know all the details on that, but I'll keep you informed as I learn more. But if we look at that process, and also the diverging path, one to Rome, one up to Germany, finding and bringing in Johann Reuchlin. Of course, when we talked about the Book of Enoch, we brought in Johann Reuchlin. We've already talked about at that time as well, Pico Mirandola, however you pronounce it, and Savonarola and others, and their influences, all of this guiding us towards this time, this break. You know, the Council for National Policy, Tim LaHaye, the battle for your minds. The big war here is against humanism. Got to go after the humanists, all right? Well, this is what Catherine was dealing with. On the one hand, her ancestors and her upbringing and her trivium and quadrivium education and the refined state of life that she had, the patrons of all the great artists, the Renaissance, Michelangelo, you know, Da Vinci, Donatello, they're all in their lives. Paintings, the great palace, you know, Palazzo of the de' Medici. Beautiful artwork, frescoes on every wall, statuary every place, the bronze of David and all of that. Fabulous, you know, Florence, Italy. I haven't studied intimately the history of Venice and the Venetians. I need to do that. But, of course, you know, the Medici were the bankers. Their florin, the gold florin, became the currency, the standard, the reserve currency, the gold standard, the internationally accepted currency, the medium of exchange at their time. They were the bankers for Rome as well. No, there's nothing that I've found, and I've looked and I've looked and I haven't found anything to indicate they were Jews, but they were darn sure Catholic, and they were pretty devout. I mean, they built cathedrals and sacristies, and everybody had their last, you know, rites and all of that sort of stuff, and they went to church on a regular basis, and they're well thought of and loved, beloved by their the people in Florence and elsewhere. They conquered lots of little towns, too, brought them into the fold, Pisa, the Leaning Tower of Pisa being but one. So there's a lot here, but they're talking about parties and factions. And we can see from that time period that parties and factions were really damning and destructive. And we find the same in our lives today. I'm going to switch over now back to this new world of Henry St. Simon. Pretty soon, I'm going to set this book aside. We'll have covered the main portions of it, and we're going to go into Auguste Comte himself with a similar detail, and I hope you can stick with me through it. But here we are in chapter 20 of Frank Emanuel's The New World of Henry St. Simon. This is a Notre Dame Press book, if you're just joining us for the first time, published in 1963. In chapter 20, it's Society's Military and Civil, and if you can remember from our study of philosophical radicalism and Thomas Paine, where Thomas Paine is credited with the idea that governments are instituted for war, and their business is war. You go back to the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. No, they can climb out of some swamp someplace. They're created beings, all right? Created in the image and likeness of their God, if you will. But all men were created equal, endowed with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And governments are instituted among men, not among men and other animals, not among human beings, but among men, to secure the blessings of that life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And whatever government is destructive of those ends, it's not only our right, but it's our duty to throw them off. Are you with me? And so we can understand that Thomas Paine, speaking basically the mind of the founders at the time, he said that governments are basically organized for war. And their whole purpose is war. And we'll pick up that after this.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is amazon.oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
And, of course, you know that Thomas Paine was the author of The Age of Reason, as well as his pamphlet Common Sense, which was really the tipping point to get people on board, the propaganda piece that was necessary to get people on board for the war for independence. But his Age of Reason, you know, just points up to the same continuation that would begun all that time back in Giovanni de Medici's time period before the Medici's. It was de Medici, the patria patria, or whatever you call it. He was the father of the line, although there was a predecessor who himself was fabulously wealthy. Nevertheless, when Thomas Paine said, you know, the governments are organized for war and their whole business is at war, he also went on to conclude that when governments tire of waging war with their neighbors like Tripoli and Tunisia and Egypt and Syria, maybe in the future, and then Iran and then Turkey and then God only knows who else in Iraq and Afghanistan, and, well, that's at least one hemisphere. But when they get tired of that, then they turn and they wage war on themselves, you know, setting aside the Posse Comitatus programma, coming on with the Patriot Act and bringing out the Department of Homeland Security and waging war at the airports and bus stations all across America, and the police being fully militarized now, and they're all dressed in black jackboot with the fingerless gloves, ready to mace, tase, club beat, or shoot you using the use of force continuum. We shouldn't be surprised then to find this in the writings of Henry St. Simon, Chapter 20, Societies, Military and Civil, a favorite subject among 18th century, that'd be the 1700s, English and French moralists, was the antithesis between the character of a military and of a commercial society. So on the one hand, we've got the military-industrial complex, and on the other side, we have the industrial-military complex. Go out and check out your Chrysler-made Abrams tanks. The discussion invariably became enmeshed in a parallel controversy over the merits of a luxury and the intrinsic worth of the arts and sciences. And so they're looking at this materialism versus arts and learning. You see who won out on this one, right? Arts and learning having been reserved for the yeshiva, and for hard to say these days whether the Ivy League still possess any art or learning. They do turn out those like Elena Kagan and Larry Summers. But if they are still cranking out arts and learning somewhere on the planet, we don't seem to see that reflected in our leadership. But the discussion invariably again became enmeshed in a parallel controversy over the merits of luxury and the intrinsic worth of the arts and the sciences. And it's hard to say, looking at the Medici's plazas inside. You know, most of them were on the outside. They were built to withstand everything that the creator of the universe could throw at it in a form of bipeds in a pissed-off mood, all right? They were like fortresses on the outside, but inside they were just elegance beyond belief, sumptuous elegance. all inlaid and overlaid in gold leaf and everything. Unbelievable. Just beautiful. The floors are incredible. I mean, this book has just led me into all manner of searches on the web. If you know the name of the place, if you know the time, whose place it was, the palazzos, why, you could just spend your days reading about it. Anyway, art is a wonderful thing to learn. Continuing, it says here, Rousseau's slashing attack on the refinements of civilization in his epical discourses. Of course, Rousseau is on the bad boy list, along with Machiavelli and Plato and everybody else, according to the Council for National Policy. Now, there's a strong movement among the Christian Zionists that would like to set aside art and learning. I don't know why. Doesn't seem very well thought out. You know, I brought it up one time to Joan Vian, and she passed it along to Pastor Butch Paugh, and Butch Paugh had to admit that, yes, indeed, and in fact, the Protestants are humanists. Of course, they owe their roots to it all, you know, Erasmus, etc. Erasmus, you know, spent time with Medici Pope as well. Anyway, continuing along here, Rousseau's slashing attack on the refinements of civilization in his epical discourses was reinforced by a utopian depiction of the frugal, simple, hardy, well-armed, and exercised military peoples of all ages, and by a condemnation of the softness of the commercial nations, their riches, their cheats, the essential effeminacy which doomed them. Doesn't that sound kind of like that lawyered up Lloyd Blankfein? A condemnation of the softness of the commercial nations, their riches, their cheats, the essential effeminacy, you know, homos and lesbians, which doomed them. In 1766, and look at this, you know, the frugal, simple, hardy, well-armed and exercised military peoples. Well, that's how they keep us, right? Pissed off and well-armed. Austerity. In 1766, the Scottish philosopher Adam Ferguson challenged this identification of luxury and corruption in a subtle analysis of historic and contemporary civilizations, reflected that the military societies of antiquity had been subject to the decay of national spirit as often as the polished commercial nations, that with proper preventatives, commercial societies could be preserved. Benjamin Constant, on the morrow of Napoleon's defeat by the nation of shopkeepers, completely reversed the Rousseauist thesis in his tract, L'Esprit de Conquête, or something like that, and extolled the superior virtues of the modern civil over the military society, both in war and peace. Charles Comte, not the relation to Auguste Comte, the liberal publicist of the Restoration, featured the contrast between the two societies as the central argument of his attack against the émigrés. So an interesting opening paragraph in chapter 20, societies, military, and civil. And we can see, you know, even if you want to take a word out of I Love Ike, Dwight, the firebombing of Dresden and Nuremberg and the open air concentration camp, Ike, you know, the master blaster of killing, even though they were pointing at the Germans, they were doing more damage. But that's another part of history that Deanna Spingola is more apt to tell you all about than I can. But St. Simon, who was acquainted with the writings of Ferguson, Constant, and Charles Comte, drew liberally upon their works for illustration. And I mentioned Ike because everybody knows the speech about the military-industrial complex. But Charles Comte drew liberally upon their works for illustration and devoted a substantial portion of his L'Industrie to an exposition of the opposite natures of the military and commercial civilizations. Are they really different? Is a nation of shopkeepers different from a nation of warriors? Do you have the Lex Mercatoria as opposed to, let's say, a nation of warriors? The shopkeepers, you know, Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, the shopkeepers, are they different from the rebels that are coming in and sacking Tripoli now? Things to ponder. What manner of life do we have? Are we going to rail against the corporations and the businesses and take up the farm and live an agrarian lifestyle, be ready to turn at all the times from the plow and pick up our muskets and three-cornered hats and go to war? In Conscious Refutation of Rousseau, he eulogized again the commercial virtues of work, economy, enterprise, the creation of riches, and above all, peace. Well, if you're going to be creating riches, you know, you're going to be interested quite soon in having the products of riches. You know, you're going to want to have a nice, comfortable bed to sleep on, clean sheets, maybe, fresh set of trousers. It's a big world we live in. Today, it's interdependent and interoperable.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so once again, keeping in mind this vast time period that we're embracing here on the broadcast, we're looking at about 700 years of history, kind of blending little parts and pieces and looking how all of this has come to be, come to pass, as we came into this idea where we could have more than one religion inside of a country, kind of a novel thing, a new thing for Western civilization. And back into Henry St. Simon, of course, remember St. Simon, you know, fought alongside of George Washington, they claim, at the Battle of Yorktown, manning a battery of French mortars. But continuing and again, this is Saint Simon. This is just this is a summary of his writings. In conscious refutation again of Rousseau, he eulogized the commercial virtues of work, economy, enterprise, the creation of riches, and above all, peace. Peace. There'll be no peace. UN peacekeeping forces. The Council on Foreign Relations, you know, is a largely commercial enterprise. Bankers, captains of finance and industry. All right? But they've got this other side, this wicked spirit that's out there. A polarity between the military and the commercial civilization became another way of presenting the conflict between what? Between the feudal and the industrial system. So on the one hand, we've got everybody, you know, talking about, this new feudalism, F.A. Hayek, the road to serfdom. And on the other side, we're looking at the industrial system. And as we go back into the feudal system more and more, then we'll have the liege lords and they'll be able to, you know, bear their arms. They'll be able to keep and bear their arms. They'll be able to set up their coat of arms. It's like the Medici's coat of arms with the formerly 11, then 7 balls, the red balls, P-A-L-L-E, ball, reminds me of the logical positivist. We don't have time to get into that today, but we'll come back to it in the future. But there's 7 balls on their crest. One of them went from being a red ball to a blue ball when they connected with France. And they have the fleur-de-lis in that ball. Rather unattractive coat of arms, but nevertheless indicative of something they had in mind. The military state in modern times, apart from its sheer destructiveness, what is the purpose of the military anyway but to kill and destroy? Certainly they're good at that, aren't they? Was not only immoral, but it was less powerful than the commercial state. When you think about, oh my God, you know, we're going to get the Department of Defense to support us in our revolution. So some brain dead believe. Well, who drives the military if not the industrial complex? It is only for the sale of the industrial complex's stuff, and you can go back and look at Bernard Baruch or pick up the stream wherever you want, you know. Waterloo, Napoleon, financing both sides of the war. Why do they do that? Not to please the soldiers, they're just going to get wiped out. It's all just to kill and destroy anyway. No, it's to burn up the DuPont's gunpowder. Where are you going to get rid of all that sarin gas, all that depleted uranium that they got stored down in Alabama? Anyway. The military state in modern times, apart from its destructiveness, was not only immoral, but was less powerful than the commercial state. And he rejected the idea that the national spirit was an attribute reserved uniquely for the warrior nation, which lived in continence and dedicated its total strength to the defense against a potential enemy. And that when a nation forsook the battlefield and absorbed itself in the arts of peace, it grew cowardly, lost its national valor, disintegrated, and was ultimately enslaved. Well, what about Libya? Ever since he rose to power, Muammar Gaddafi, in case, unless my barely sufficient research indicates different, he's basically been a peacemaker, tried to stay out of the African Union. He's done well by his people, and it wasn't him that took up the standard against the rest of the world. The rest of the world just wanted to take up the standard against him. He seems to be doing fairly well, defending himself against the tyrants, storming his castle. Saint Simon set up a series of antinomic characteristics inherent in the two types of civilization. The bourgeois state, organized around the principle of utility, had only friends in other nations. And see, it was that mentally defective Karl Mordecai Marx. Kept his wife and children in the attic for a period of time, I believe. Anyway, he was just a hired pen. He was hired by the English positivists to get the job done, and he did. He and Engels came up with, and of course Engels was a capitalista, they came up with this idea that they would pit the proletariat against the bourgeoisie. But the bourgeois state, organized around the principle of utility, had only friends in other nations. The warrior state could maintain its position only by conquering other nations. So what kind of a state are we in? Would you say a warrior state? The United States has been a warrior state for altogether too long, perhaps from the beginning. having thus begun badly, we can't help but to end badly. As Aristotle would say, the industrial nation, when attacked, found allies in the very bosom of the enemy. The warrior nation, once invaded, was confronted by a solid phalanx of all of its adversaries. The superiority of the commercial over the military state was not a phenomenon out of time, but the climax of historical development. In antiquity, Saint-Simon conceded, the predominantly warrior states live in a civilization which was military, were naturally victorious. But since the period of the Crusades, a couple of weeks ago, supremacy had depended far more on the preponderance of economic resources than upon military prowess. So you can't have a military state unless you've got the industrial behind it. And if the United States of America is indeed, and in fact, in a post-industrial period, and we become a bunch of shopkeepers and service providers, then our military prowess must inevitably dissipate. Contemporary France and England owed their strength in the world primarily to their economic vitality, not to their armies. Even though, as we discovered, it was the French that came up with the first standing army and caused great mayhem in Italy and their neighbors. The character of man was changing in modern times. He was evolving into an industrious, peaceful creature. Wouldn't we love that to be the case? While this did not mean that lust for power had been entirely wiped out, just that brass ring of power that drives all these members of the Council for National Policy, the captains of finance and industry. It's this quest for power that drives and fuels the Trilateral Commission. A lust for power. Even the lust to be a big fish in a small pond is a trouble. While this did not mean that the lust for power had entirely been wiped out, there was every prospect that in future, violent military ambitions could be channelized into emulation in the performance of good offices. We haven't had a good office and good offices in a long time, especially since the Administrative Procedures Act. Man was destined to shed his brutish, warlike habits. You can go back and read Sir Thomas Hobbes, Leviathan, All Men at War Against All Men, and find out more about that. But man was destined to shed his brutish, warlike habits because utilitarian motives. Now, there's the invocation of Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill, utilitarianism, but it's because utilitarian motives of necessity and self-interest, which had so altered his nature in the past that murder and theft were no longer sanctioned by the mass of mankind, would continue to be operative in further transforming his aggressive nature. And so even though we have the leadership of America being driven largely by the Israelis and the dual citizen Israelis and the Christian Zionists, doing everything that they can to do God a favor, kill us all, and bring on the apocalypse now. Nevertheless, even with those negative influences, most of the people in this country have matured. We've stepped beyond that. We're not willing to take up pitchforks and torques and go against the county council and the city councils and overthrow our cities like a bunch of Libyans, you know, driving around in our Toyota pickups with anti-aircraft guns and 50 calibers in the back of the pickup. Apparently. Maybe it's just the water. Maybe it's the fluoride. Maybe it's the soda. I don't know. Maybe it's chicken wings. I don't know. I don't eat those either. In modern times, it was the soldiers who were the obedient machines. Kind of sounds like those stupid, dumb animals fit for slaughter, right? In modern times, it was the soldiers who were the obedient machines, while the productive elements in society directed and controlled state action. That's right. A rather extravagant proposition to maintain a few years after Napoleon's abdication, at the close of a quarter of a century of devastating mass warfare, which had embroiled the whole continent. Surely, if you study the history of the Medici, you'll find out all about that and the rise of the Reformation in that time period, while they were trying to find some way of understanding that not all people would want to join the universal church, especially after the donations of Constantine and the Decretals were revealed to show the Pope is just another wizard behind the curtain. We'll be right back. Final segment, straight ahead. Stay tuned, please.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And back once again for the final segment of today's broadcast. Again, I'm reading from Societies, Military and Civil, the 20th chapter in this new world of Henry St. Simon by Frank Emanuel. Just throwing in my comments as we go through this, some of the things that strike me as I read it. And so we can understand, again, the whole relationship between military and industrial occupations have been reversed since antiquity. To justify this strange contention, St. Simon, in his The Industry, he coined this term, the industrial, from which we get the Industrial Revolution, reinterpreted the wars of the Revolution and the Empire in a highly original manner, explaining them away as temporary aberrations of the peaceful commercial spirit of the new Europe. The French Revolution of 1789 represented the triumph of the commercial interests who, in consonance with their real natures, had at the outset denounced warfare in a formal public act. And you can find that, again, looking at the writings of Catherine de' Medici. Right? She was a peacemaker. She was trying to find a road, a path, a peace to bring together and to keep together and to encourage people to live harmoniously with Protestants on one side of the street or in one house and Catholics in the next. And they were going to war over that one. They weren't just sitting down for that action. All right? And others. But again, it's the triumph of the commercial interest. And who are the commercial interests? What a triumph indeed. And in fact, when you follow from Giovanni de' Medici, all the way up through the Medici's, all the way to Catherine, and you find out, as I have just in the past couple of days, that every king and queen and noble and lady that was, you know, going to be in history was a descendant of them, and they were themselves captains of finance originally, and industry, and they also had a set up a little military island. There's this whole the history of Tuscany, very interesting to look into. But again, the French Revolution of 1789 represented the triumph of the commercial interest, the entrepreneur, the bourgeois, scared the crap out of the lords and ladies, and the old feudal manners and all of that sort of stuff. Why? Because you could get some guy that would be sitting out in his garage and he'd come up with a Pentium processor, for goodness sake, and teach the whole world to sing or whatever. Rothschilds, international bankers, the Fuggers, the Medici. Continuing, and all would have gone well if not for the provocative attack of the remnants of the military powers which had gathered at the Pilnitz. In self-defense, France counterattacked, and in the process, this peaceful nation, drunk with early success, became aggressive and altered its basic character, transforming itself into a military government under a military chieftain who made the sons of France his soldiers, the state his camp, and all Frenchmen the brigands of Europe. Oh, Catherine Medici. You know, he basically was able to keep the Inquisition out of France during her nearly, 90 years, 80 years of life. Amazing that that woman was able to accomplish. And she was disliked vehemently in the beginning. She was called the Italian. The Italian. Anyway, it was an arranged marriage, as so many of them are. But the Medici's married into many households. And that's, we can go back to the Rothschilds and look at that. And I believe she had 12 children. The Bowers had 10, 5 sons, 5 daughters. They all, the daughters married into houses of wealth. And that's how it goes. Everybody's related to somebody, just a few steps removed. But in the ensuing confusion, the peace-loving spirit of modern times was submerged as an alien, barbaric will possessed men on both sides of the Napoleonic battlefields. And also, in this time period and earlier, remember that as the Americas were discovered and opened up, vast amounts of gold and silver poured into the streets of Europe, threw them into a deep depression. All of a sudden, some of the money changers, the value of gold plummeted because it was a dumping of gold on the market from the mines and from the thievery and the plunder of Central and South America by the Catholics. Now, weren't any Protestants involved in that endeavor in the beginning. Anyway, let's continue along here. The true will of European people remained dormant until it finally was able to raise its head again in the coalitions of 1814-1815 when an uprising of the nations expressed the interest of pacific civilization against the French Emperor. This ingenious dialectical analysis led Saint-Simon to conclude that in the inception of the Revolutionary Wars, France was fighting for industry, liberty, and peace, you know, paternity, equality, and all that stuff. We're fighting pacific civilization, pacifistic in a way, pacific. Fighting for what? For industry, for liberty, and peace. Wouldn't you like to have a little bit of that today? Maybe St. Simon's ideas weren't so far off base. In the end, the nations of Europe were fighting against France in the name of the principles which she had set, which she had herself first proclaimed. During the Napoleonic Wars, there had been a temporary recrudence of the military spirit, but since this was contrary to the essential nature of modern civil society, the pacific interest of commercial, industrial nations ultimately prevailed. So then again, we find this influence of the commercial side, captains of finance and industry, and the Rothschilds, involved in Napoleon as well, fanning the flames, egging on and encouraging, you know, incursions into foreign countries with military action. The military society was the idol decadent society. Well, the commercial society was a beehive of restless activity. What's that about? Well, as feudalism began to wane in Europe, many of the nobles found themselves, you know, basically restless and without any properties and any holdings. The church found itself in the same situation as great swaths of church property were seized and sold into private hands. Big changes were going on, and that left those guys around. And they're the ones that were trained and skilled in arms. They're the knights in shining armor. They're the guys with the big horses, you know, and all of the little serfs running along behind them, bringing along the bacon, the biscuits, the beans, and the bullets. The basic drives of civil man is made it inevitable that he would transform the whole world into one great, productive, and peaceful society. And so when you start thinking about uniformitarianism, you start thinking about the universal religion of humanity, you start thinking about healing all these things, this was all visioned for us before, in about 1812, thereabouts, by Henri Saint-Simon. And a great many people have been influenced by his writings, even though they don't teach it in school. There are lots of positivists, no matter where you look. You pick up a book, and once you understand what positivism is, then you can see them. You can see their tracks and trails everywhere, crisscrossing all over the place. Modern man had a zest for work. To him, work was not a biblical punishment or a burden, but an expression of free creativity. Productive labor was now an intense passion, beyond the pleasure principle. It would save society from sinking into the lazy, refined self-indulgence which Rousseau had associated with commercial peoples. You see, all they had to do was bring them over by the shipload. Maybe they came as indentured servants. Maybe they came under condition of years to pay their passage. Some of them were just simply, you know, hauled down out of the highlands of Scotland and thrown into a sack and put on a board. Abort and sent over to the docks, and they were sold as wives for a hand of tobacco or whatever. All right? Lots of Europeans came to America in rather questionable. Hell, it was white slavery, let's just get it straight. And kept that way as wage slaves for a long time. But it's amazing because there was so much land, there was so much opportunity. If they could just work their way to freedom, they could get the hell out. Sure, they had to deal with the red man where he found the red man. But those that knew how to get along with the red man oftentimes didn't have any trouble with them. Some did. After more and more come, you know, the Lakota people said, hey, heck with this program. This doesn't look good at all. They're ruining our neighborhood. But anyway, then we wiped out the buffalo and came across with the railroad trains. And, of course, that gets us back into Gustavus Meyer's book. So we come out of the frying pan into the fire, but it was all those rugged individuals, the self-reliant people, with absolutely nothing, you know, nothing to lose except their lives, maybe, and their slavery, and everything to gain by trying. And they didn't just try, they did. You know, built their 12 by 12 in the first year and proofed up a homestead and moved on to it, found a mine, built a mine, you know, claimed some mining ground. Found some gold, dug it out, did whatever. We built a whole nation on this. And it worked great. Now it's coming to an end. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.